Message number 371. Same-sex marriage a grave sin. Friday, March 16, 2012 at 10:20 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the pain and suffering of my poor followers who have to watch helplessly as new laws contrary to my teachings are reaching unprecedented levels in the world. Not only do you have to witness sin, children, you then have to watch as sin is presented to you where you are forced to accept it as being humane. I refer to one sin in particular, same-sex marriage, which is presented as a natural right. You are then expected to accept this abomination as it is set before my father's throne in a church. It is not enough for these people to condone same-sex marriage in the eyes of the law, they then want to force God the Father to give them his blessing. He could never do this because it is a grave sin in his eyes. How dare these people think it is acceptable to parade this abominable act in my father's churches? Children, I love every soul. I love sinners. I detest their sin but love a sinner. Same-sex sexual acts are not acceptable in my father's eyes. Pray for these souls because I love them but cannot give them the graces they desire. They must know that no matter how much they try to condone same-sex marriages, they are not entitled to participate in the holy sacrament of marriage. A sacrament must come from God. The rules for receiving sacraments must stem from my father's teachings. You cannot force my father God the Most High to give his blessing or access to his holy sacraments unless they are respected in the way they are meant to be. Sin is now presented in the world as a good thing. As I have said before, the world is back to front. Good is presented as evil, and those people who try to live by the laws of God the Father are sneered at. Evil, no matter how you dress it up, cannot be turned into an act of goodness in the eyes of my Father. My Father will punish those who continue to flaunt their sins before him. Heed this warning, for your sins which are carried out when you refuse to obey God will not and cannot be forgiven. This is because you refuse to accept sin for what it is. Your Savior, Jesus Christ.